from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN vote on North Korea postponed. The UN Security Council has postponed until Wednesday a vote on a resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The vote had been expected Tuesday afternoon, but Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review. The resolution, drafted by the U.S. and introduced last Thursday, calls for a total arms embargo on Pyongyang, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of North Korea, whether by land, sea, or air, and halts imports of all products that could be used for military purposes. The vote was already delayed for a few days when Russia declared it needed to study the document. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns Europe is on the verge of an explosive, self-induced humanitarian crisis, which could spiral out of control and result in widespread violence. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The agency reports the number of refugees and migrants in Greece in need of shelter has soared to 24,000. This, it says, includes around 8,500 people stranded near the border with Macedonia. Vincent Costel is UNHCR's Refugee Crisis in Europe coordinator. He says the congestion at border crossings along the Balkan migratory route is leading to frustration among the migrants and refugees.
They don't understand that they can no longer move onward, that they have to queue, they have to go through the relocation process for those eligible for relocation, and it's not everybody. So there's a lot of frustration building up, which may lead to act of violence.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says two local employees of the U.S. consulate in the northern Pakistani city of Peshawar were killed in an explosion during a drug eradication mission. Secretary Kerry told a gathering at the State Department today that he awakened to the news that the pair were killed along with an unknown number of Pakistani soldiers when an improvised explosive device detonated while on an effort to eradicate narcotics fields. The global drop in the price of crude has battered Nigeria's economy, slowed economic growth and cutting into government revenue. During his recent visit to the Middle East, President Muhammadu Buhari called for action to stabilize prices. But analysts say there's little Nigeria can do to influence countries like Saudi Arabia to cut production. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
Oil was on Buhari's mind as he visited the Middle East in recent days. In a meeting with the ruler of Qatar Saturday, he called the low price of crude totally unacceptable. One way to raise the price of oil would be to decrease production, but top oil producers have been unwilling to do that. An analyst with London-based Energy Aspects, Ridoy Rashid, says Saudi Arabia would have to take the lead on any cut in OPEC production.
Saudi Arabia is unwilling to cut output unilaterally to support the market and is extremely skeptical of other countries, including Nigeria, that they'd ever deliver on promises to reduce production.
Saudi Arabia was also on Buhari's itinerary. While there, Buhari said Nigeria is paying the price for failing to diversify from oil revenue and called for developing the country's agriculture and mining sectors. Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
Global oil prices have collapsed since 2014. The price of a barrel is hovering around $35, compared to more than $100 just 2 years ago. The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling President Robert Mugabe has launched a new political party to challenge Mugabe's nearly four-decade hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in the capital of Harare.
Zimbabwe faces an urgent need for political, economic, and social need, social reform. We are living under an unjust system.
The 60-year-old Mujuru served as Mugabe's vice president from 2004 until her ouster 10 years later. We call it Super Tuesday here in the U.S. That's because 11 states head to the election polls today are voting even as we speak in a series of primary elections to amass delegates for both the Republican and Democratic Party nominating conventions that will take place later on this year. Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are officially now the front runners. So stay tuned and visit our website at voanews.com for more information. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.